Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here. So glad you joined us again today for another episode of the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Very excited about this episode because I'll give you a little history. I've had so many people that I've had the privilege of interviewing from all over the world about leadership, leaders from all walks of life, leaders in different continents. And, you know, regardless of where we live, the same principles, biblical principles apply. And various times, these leaders would say, Larry, why don't you talk on the podcast about things that you've learned? So today we're going to do just that. Now, Laverne and I did have a 21 test of leadership where we both shared a bit. But today, I'm going to, the first time I've done this, I'm going to talk to you about something that's very close to my heart in regards to leadership. And that is, how do you hear the voice of God as a leader? Leaders, Christian leaders, must learn to hear the voice of God. And I look back at my life, and I realized that every major decision I made when I was in leadership, it depended on what did God say? How did God speak? Now, I want to read you a very interesting story, one of my favorite stories in hearing the voice of God. And by the way, just welcome from wherever you're at in the world. I think the last I checked was 170-some nations, people who are listening to these episodes, and we're so honored and blessed by that. And I think there's about 170 episodes. So you can go back and check past episodes, and many, many people have been privileged to interview over these last years. But I want to read you a story about Jesus. After Jesus was risen from the dead, and I'm reading this from the 24th chapter of Luke, and after he was risen from the dead, he did I consider it humorous, but he did an amazing thing that teaches us something about hearing the voice of God. Let's read it together. Now, in Luke chapter 24, many people call this the story of the road to Emmaus. It says, now that same day, this is verse 13, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about everything that had happened, you know, in the last few days or last week or so. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked alongside them, but they were kept from recognizing him. Now let's get the story. These two disciples walk into Emmaus, and Jesus comes up, walks alongside them, but for some reason they didn't realize it was Jesus. And the next verse says, he asked them, verse 17, what are you discussing together as you walk along? And they stood still, their voices downcast. One of them, his name was Cleopas, asked him, are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days? And he said, what things? They said about Jesus of Nazareth. Now, I love this. This is two disciples talking to Jesus. They don't know it's Jesus, and he's kind of playing along with them. And then he goes on, when they talked about what happened to Jesus, he goes on, and in verse 25, he says, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, and did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter into his glory? And starting in Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them all these things about Jesus. Now, here's what we have. We have these disciples talking to Jesus. They don't know it's Jesus. Now, why is this important? Because I've read many times, especially as leaders, God is speaking to us, but we don't know it's him. And because we've been trained, whether it's through Bible school, whether it's through our church denomination or whatever, we've been trained that God speaks in a certain way. And some years back, about probably 20-some years now, I began to understand this in a fresh way, and I started to list all the different ways that God speaks to people, because I picked it up because I was speaking in so many different churches, so many different nations, so many different denominations, and realized that depending on how you were trained, that's how you're conditioned to hear the voice of God. And so, I started writing, of course, through the scriptures and through the peace of God, and I started to write these down. And eventually, it became a book, and hearing God 30 different ways. And by the way, I'll tell you at the end of this podcast how you can, for the next 5 days, you can get this absolutely free on Amazon, but we'll talk about that later. So here's what I learned. I learned that Jesus often speaks to me and speaks to you, but we need to understand he might speak in a way that's different than we are expecting. And as leaders, we must understand that. I look back in my life, and you know, when I first got involved as a missionary, when Laverne and I got married, you know, 52 years ago plus, we went to the mission field for a year. But we had to know where do we go. We had to learn to hear the voice of God. And that's where we first started to understand the importance of hearing the voice of God. And then we got involved in a youth ministry and we came back here. And then we got involved in planning a church. When God spoke to me the first, really the clearest about starting this, the church at Dove International, back in 1980, I remember sitting and my father-in-law was a pastor of a Mennonite church. I was sitting there and, God spoke to me between the Sunday school hour and the church hour and said, I've called you to start something new. I knew it was God. He spoke to me. It's a strong impression that I had. It was God. And then that was confirmed because at the end of the service, I went to the back of the church building and there was a friend of mine said, hey, there's people who are interested in planting churches. There's some Mennonite bishops that are meeting together. Why don't you join them this week? And I had my confirmation. And I give you time after time after time where I had learned to hear the voice of God and made decisions in light of that. And so that's why it's important, I believe, for us to understand this. Now, there's something else really interesting about this. For us personally, as leaders and future leaders and those whom we serve, we need to understand that God wants to speak to us. The problem isn't God speaking. The problem is the hearing. The problem is, are we hearing his voice clearly? And if you take this same scripture, you find that Jesus was talking to the disciples. They didn't know it was Jesus. And then it was kind of the end of the day, and they approached the village, and Jesus acted like he's going to keep walking. And they urged him strongly and said, stay with us, for it's nearly evening. The day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. Look at verse 30. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. It says, what did he do? He gave thanks. When he gave thanks, the scripture says, verse 31, then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. God speaks to us and we can hear him clearly when we live a life of thanksgiving. People who are not thankful find it very hard to hear the voice of God. So as I said, I went on this journey, you know, 20 some years ago, I started writing down all the different ways God speaks. And I came up with 30 different ways. In fact, this book, Hearing God 30 Different Ways, it's only 30 of the hundreds of ways, but I picked out 30 of the key ways that God speaks. Why? So that we can broaden our minds, broaden our understanding as to how God speaks to us. Because as leaders, if we're called to leadership, we need to hear the voice of God. Now, I'm going to give just a few of these today. And again, this is, you can get the book. And by the way, this has been updated and expanded. I'm still hearing God 30 different ways, but recently updated and expanded to give more clarity as to how we can hear the voice of God clearly. So we all need to learn to hear the voice of God. Here's a few of the ways that God speaks to us. Again, I hope you got it. God is speaking. The problem isn't the speaking. The problem is the hearing, just as we see here with this example on the road to Emmaus. So I want to give you some of the ways that God speaks, just a few. And it's just a few things that have helped me over the years learn to hear the voice of God. I don't hear perfectly. You don't hear perfectly. But we've learned many things over the years that helped us to hear and understand what God's saying. One word from God will change your life forever. I'll say that again. One word from God will change your life forever. So that when we were called to start this first church in 1980, Dove Christian Fellowship, and the reason we didn't quit, and I've told this story many times, was because we knew God spoke to us, and he called us. So if you know you're called, you're simply obeying God. And that's why it's so important to understand the different ways he speaks. And then as we see the combination of these ways, we can realize, yes, this really is the voice of God. The most important way God speaks, and I think this is something that we all know, but we need to always go back and emphasize it again and again and again, is he speaks through the scriptures. He speaks through the Bible. You know, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And you know, Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And so God's word is inspired. It's God breathed is what it means. But also in John 6 and 63, we know that Jesus said, the words I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. And so he speaks through the Bible. So, and really, if you say, is there one way that's most important? I'd have to say yes. The Bible is the most important way. People say, well, God gave me a prophecy through somebody. How to know if it's God? Does it line up with the Bible? Does it line up with the scripture? Does it line up with other ways that God speaks to us? So he speaks through the scriptures. And I can give you dozens of illustrations of that. I think you have some of that in your own life, but I think that we know. But the second way that really helped me was he speaks through his peace or lack of peace. You know, Colossians 3 and 15, let the peace of God rule in your heart. And that word rule means to be like an umpire. And so there's a sense of God wants to speak to us. He does speak to us. So he speaks, does it line up with his word? And does it line up with the peace of God? Is there a sense of peace on it? I've said many times, if there's no peace, we simply don't want to do this. If no peace, we simply wait. I remember we needed a new car desperately. And I remember a friend of mine, when I was a pastor, he said, I want to give you my car. And he said, I really feel like God wants me to give you my car. I don't really need this. And I was so blessed by it. I went home and talked to Laverne about it. And we just didn't quite have peace about it. She didn't quite have peace. I didn't quite have peace. It was a wonderful opportunity to get a new car. But we simply said, well, we'll simply wait. Well, interestingly enough, a couple months later, somebody else came to me. And there's a businessman who had a van that was customized. And he wrecked it. And he got it fixed up. But he bought another van in the process. And he said, God, I believe God wants me to give you my van. Well, here's what happened. We prayed and said, yes, there's peace of God on this. This is the Lord. But here's what happened. Had we taken the first one, we wouldn't have been open for the second one. And we were so grateful for that God spoke so clearly. So God speaks through peace, and he speaks through a lack of peace often when we're trying to hear the voice of God and know what he's saying to us. And another really important thing would be he speaks through circumstances. You know, the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 16:9, there's an effectual door that he has opened for me, Paul said. In other words, he opens doors and he closes doors. We've had so many people over the years, young people especially, we were sure they're called to marry somebody, but the door wasn't open when the person they wanted to marry said, I don't think so. So I'm simply saying, when these three areas line up, we found again and again and again that God has spoken so clearly again and again. Now, God speaks to his still small voice. Remember the story of Elijah, and when he found Elisha, well, he was depressed and he was in a cave, and God spoke to him. And in 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 12, and he spoke to him and said, "Go and find Elisha." And of course, we know the rest of the story is when he trained Elisha, Elisha took his place, Elijah went to heaven, and Elisha saw twice as many miracles as Elijah had ever seen. But see, that happened because he heard a still small voice. Often we're looking for something, you know, clanging loud, and we want to hear something really clear, we want five prophecies or whatever, and God may do that, but really, what I find in meeting with leaders all over the world after all these years, when you really get down to it, God speaks through the scriptures. He speaks through his peace or lack of peace. He speaks through circumstances. He speaks through whether doors are open or doors are closed. And he speaks through other people, you know. And there's just, again, there's just so many ways God speaks. If we can say, God, speak to me any way you want to speak, it makes all the difference in the world. When you're called to leadership, we need to take time to pray and listen to God. And by the way, often we don't hear because we don't listen. Unless we take time to listen. And there have just been dozens and dozens and dozens of times over my lifetime I've gone to cabins in the woods and just listened and read some scripture and just listened to see what God would say. And again, we've seen God come through and speak clearly. And when the Lord speaks, we then have divine energy to do the things that he's called us to do, whatever those things are. Let me give you just a couple other examples, you know, as to God speaks. And by the way, his still small voice is such an important thing. I remember, I'm going to share this shit. I was in Australasia some years back, and a lady told me that she was just so burdened for people in her town that she lived in. And she said, I was driving down the road one day, and I felt this impression. And I felt like the Lord said to me, I want you to turn down this street to the right. So she went down to the right. And then he said, right here at the crossroads, turn left, turn left. And she said, I ended up right in front of somebody's house, and I felt a little strange. She said, but I wanted to obey the voice of God. It was just a strong impression. It was like a still small voice. And the Lord said, get out of the car and walk to the back of the lawn. They call it a garden in that nation. She said, I walked to the back of the lawn in the garden. And she said, this is weird. You know, this better be God because I'm somebody's private property. And she said, a lady came out the back door and said, what are you doing here on my property? She said, I'm really sorry. She said, I really thought God spoke to me that I need to come to this property and come to this back lawn. She said, the lady turned white. And she said, I want you to know what happened to me. She said, I was so tired of life. I was so tired of my marriage. I was so tired of my family. And I was going to basically made a decision to leave my family, leave it all behind. But I said, if there's a God in heaven, I want you to send somebody here to stop me if this isn't God. You know, if I shouldn't do this, rather. And of course, she was the answer to that prayer. Amazing. Now, I wish it was always that clear. It's not always that clear to me. But God does speak through his peace. He speaks through his still, small voice. And by the way, another way, there's no way in this 20-minute podcast I can give you all the ways to hear from God. Again, you can pick up the book. You can get that on Amazon, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. You can check out the show notes, a lot more on there for you. But God speaks through common sense wisdom. I'll say it again. He speaks through common sense wisdom. Because the Bible says a wise man, Proverbs 16:21, is known by his common sense. We often think, well, we're so spiritual, we don't need common sense. No, people are spiritual. Yes, we hear the voice of God. There's times God does things and shows us things that's beyond common sense. But often, it's just common sense wisdom. And again, the Bible is filled. I mean, Proverbs and Psalms is filled with examples of that. And again, I have a whole chapter of that in the book. And a couple more ways I'll mention here before the close of this podcast that God speaks to us, and he speaks through visions and dreams. You know, Acts 2:17 and 18, what's going to happen in the last days? He'll pour out a spirit in all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams. So he speaks through visions, and he speaks through dreams. He speaks through supernatural wisdom and revelation. But I sort of probably close with this because this is so important to understand. And God speaks often through partial revelation. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. 1 Corinthians 13:9 says, it says we pray in part, we prophesy in part. Usually, we get part of it and somebody else gets the rest. And that's why we need the body of Christ. That's why if two or three gather together in his name, he's in the midst of us. That's why leaders need to learn how to hear the voice of God themselves, but learn to hear the voice of God with others so we can, two or three in his name, we hear the voice of God so we can do the things that God's called us to walk in. Because we get often, I find, usually I get partial revelation. There's many pieces of the puzzle, but teamwork is so, so, so important when it comes to hearing the voice of God. If you're married, that's why you need to be praying with your spouse to hear the voice of God. And that's why we all need small groups of people to connect with. We need the local church so we can really hear the voice of God together on things God's called us to walk in. Now, here's a simple way to look at it. And a few years ago, I've taught on this around the world. I've taught on this for years. But a couple years ago, something came very clear to me. And that is, there's three areas. If these areas line up, we're going to hear the voice of God. Number one is the Bible. Number two is God speaking inside. He speaks through the peace of God or lack of peace. He speaks through conviction. You know, it's inside. He's speaking inside. But number three, he's speaking outside. Outside meaning people who speak into our lives. It might be a pastor. It might be, it might be somebody that we're in a small group with. Some people outside speaking into our lives. But I find that when it lines up with the Bible, it lines up with how God's speaking inside me. What am I sensing? Do I have peace or do I have peace? That's inside. And then are the circumstances lining up outside? And really, most of the ways in this book, Hearing God 30 Different Ways, most of these would fit into, really all these would fit into hearing God in one of those three ways, either through the scriptures, hearing God on the inside, hearing God on the outside. When these three line up, you can count on it. You're probably hearing the voice of God. You know, as leaders, one of the most important things we can do is not only learn to hear the voice of God for ourselves, but help others learn to hear the voice of God. And I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast that this book, Hearing God 30 Different Ways, is going to be made available. And here's the way it works. For the next 5 days on Amazon, listen closely. Starting today, for the next 5 days on Amazon, you can pick up a Hearing God 30 Different Ways ebook absolutely free. As again, starting today, for the next 5 days, ebook free. Hearing God 30 Different Ways. And again, there's more than 30. There are hundreds of ways that God speaks. But leaders who are called to God, we need to learn to continue to learn to hear how God speaks and not be too picky as to how we want God to speak to us. Let God speak any way he wants to speak. He's God and we're not. He's the God in heaven. He's the one who speaks. And I am so grateful for the many times I've heard the voice of God and I've messed up. There's times I did not hear clearly. And we're all on this journey together to hear the voice of God. Leaders not only learn to hear from God for themselves, but leaders, true leaders in whatever walk of life you're in, leaders, whether it's in our homes, whether it's in, you know, whether you're leading God, leading in work, whether it's in church or whatever, nonprofit organization, whatever it is, we need to learn to hear the voice of God and then help others learn to hear the voice of God in that same process. It was so good having you with us today. And again, hearing God 30 different ways, many ways God speaks. Let's be open for him to speak to us any way that he desires to speak. God bless you. Thank you for joining me today on the Larry Carter Leadership Podcast. Check out the show notes. Again, you can check out how to pick up the book, Hearing God 30 Different Ways, or the ebook. Again, that's all on the show notes. And look forward to seeing you back here again very soon on the Larry Carter Leadership Podcast. God bless you. Have an amazing day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrider.com.